Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is
Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of LSR Presents. This week we will be discussing a recent campaign by three Leeds University students to get Victoria's Secret to apologise for and amend the irresponsible marketing of their new bra range Body. Joining us in the studio today are two of the girls that began all of this, Frances Black and Laura Ferris. Welcome to the studio, girls.
Hiya.
Hi.
And also joining us is Izzy Thomas to help discuss the issues that we have. So yeah, to begin the show, let's just talk a little bit about the campaign and why you started it, and tell those listeners about why you did it.
Well, all three of us saw the advert, which is the now infamous advert, which was in Victoria's Secret windows and in their shops. We both saw it all around Leeds, and basically it said it had the words "the perfect body" over models of the same body type, very slim women, and we took offence to that and thought that sent out a really bad message to women. So we got together and decided to make the petition.
Great. So who was it that noticed it first? Were you walking along together, or were you just discussing it one day? Or
no, we'd not actually met really before.
Oh, wow.
Before we started it, I think it was Gabriella put it on the FemSoc Facebook page. I'd seen it walking through town, and Frances, you had seen it as well, hadn't you?
Yeah.
And we just sort of through Facebook thought, let's get together and
someone, Gabriella, put on the Facebook page like, oh, I want to do something about this, and then we commented and said, oh, let's meet up and talk about it. And then my friend had suggested doing a petition, so it went from there, really.
Brilliant. So how did you start this petition? Did you go about it online, did you, on a website?
Yeah, so like a lot of petitions that I sign are on change.org, so I just went to that as the first port of call, really.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to make a petition, like anyone can do it, it's very simple to fill in, so we just did that.
And then spread the word via Twitter.
Yeah.
So I guess this is just an example that shows just how powerful social media is. All you girls did was start something on a website, and you shared it with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So what happened when you started spreading the campaign?
So like, at the beginning, it was pretty slow. Like, we didn't have a lot of signatures. We had like 100, and we were really happy. And then we had 200, and then I think it was, we were just tweeting everybody. We were tweeting lots of like publications, and I tweeted the Huffington Post, and they tweeted back saying, oh, we want to write about this, and would you write something for the Huffington Post? And I was like, oh, definitely, yeah. And then it was that article that the Huffington Post published that kind of spiraled, it all spiraled from there. So the Independent picked it up, the Telegraph, and then yeah, it all just started from there. So it was from that HuffPost article.
Fantastic. So just more and more people started contacting you. How did you feel when these kind of news organisations started calling you up on the phone?
It was just totally overwhelming, wasn't it? I think my moment was I tweeted No More Page 3, the campaign against the Sun, and when I got a retweet from them, I thought, I've made it, this is amazing.
Fantastic.
And we were just all sat one day in uni kind of trying to do work, and it just exploded, and like we were going, oh my gosh, this person wants to do an interview, and someone else
it
wants
an
so interview.
It was so exciting because we didn't expect this at all. Like, obviously we wanted something like this to happen, but you don't actually think that it will. So I was just planning to do like lots of work on the day that it blew up, and I didn't do any work at all. We were just getting loads of tweets and stuff, and it was really exciting getting interviews and things like that, so it was really good.
Great. And for the listeners that haven't actually maybe seen this campaign, although I'm sure they have because it's been absolutely massive across the internet, can you describe what the billboard was, what it looked like, and so why you did it?
Yeah, the billboard is, I think the main poster is 10 of the Victoria's Secret angels on it with the words "the perfect body" advertising their bra range, and they have a smaller version which is I think three of the angels as well, but essentially the models are all the same body type, they're all very tall, long limbs, there's not much diversity as far as race, they all have very similar facial features, same hairstyle, very similar
body type, yeah.
Yeah,
all very slim, and our whole campaign wasn't about saying that there's anything wrong with being thin or anything like that. It was just we didn't like the lack of diversity. We didn't like that Victoria's Secret had called that kind of body perfect. We think that sends out a really bad message.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously there could have been the argument that no, they didn't mean that body was perfect. It was about the bra range. But really what you guys were seeing was that it was actually very explicitly linking to that sort of body because there was just one type.
That was a criticism that we did get from people. But I think I don't really want to give Victoria's Secret any credit for that. I think, I mean, they spent a long time making these marketing campaigns. I think you're never going to write the words "the perfect body" on top of models that look like that and and not be aware of the message that sends out.
Yeah. And I'd never shopped at Victoria's Secret, so I had no idea that body was arranged by them. So when I saw it, I saw 10 of those models and the perfect body with, and it didn't occur to me, I didn't know that body was arranged. So, you know, and there were plenty of people that won't have shopped there.
That's the same with me. I've never shopped there before. And you know, everybody's walking past that shop in the Trinity Centre. Everybody, I mean, children, men, like people who don't shop there, you know. So.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either. And to me, it just sounded like, looking at the actual campaign, it sounded more like, oh, would you like to look like the perfect body? That's the message it explicitly sends across. And I'm sure that was their intrinsic aim. Definitely. Which is quite dark, I think.
Yeah, of course. You say they will have professional people that are working on these campaigns. There's a little bit of an aspect that they would have slightly known what they were doing.
And Victoria's Secret are statistically one of the most popular brands in America. Like, they're massively popular among young women. And young women really look up to a brand like that to tell them, you know, what is beauty? What is it to be a woman? And they're so impressionable, especially young women. I think it's a massive abuse of their platform to do a campaign like that.
Fantastic. So what happened when the press started picking it up? Can you tell us a bit about that?
It just went mad. We had loads of really positive comments, loads of really positive blogs. Lots of independent bloggers took the issue up and blogged about it, which was fantastic. We did have some very negative stuff as well, which I think kind of goes with it.
So was that negative from the press?
I think most of the press coverage was really positive, actually, or it was just neutral.
Yeah.
Like, I think most, apart from... a piece I did on Fox News, which was like quite negative, but apart from that, and you know, they're entitled to their opinions, but apart from that, the press wasn't really negative. It was mainly like comments on Twitter, some comments on Twitter we got, but to be honest, the overwhelming amount of messages that we got were positive.
Yeah,
so I think that kind of, I mean, that kind of took away from the negative.
And we got some really good comments from people who are in the advertising industry as well, through interviews that they'd done on different TV shows, who agreed with us. You know, there's a professor of marketing who said that there's a general consensus that you should be respectful to your customers, and Victoria's Secret obviously haven't done that by the way that the audience have reacted. So we had quite a lot of experts comment on it as well, which was really positive.
Okay, brilliant. So we're going to have a little listen to some of those clips of how the press reacted. Should we start with the Fox News one you were talking about?
Well, as you can see, their advertisements are as hot as ever, as hot as their lingerie. But there is one Victoria's Secret ad that really has some customers heated. The ad for a line of Body by Victoria bras that promises the perfect body. Many feel that the phrase used over the scantily clad models sends the message that these women have the perfect body. One girl tweeting, quote, "What gives Victoria's Secret the right to say what a perfect body is? Stop body shaming." A petition has been launched demanding an apology and that the ad be changed. So far, no public comment from Victoria's Secret, but we do have a public comment from our one lucky guy, Pete Hegseth.
What do they expect? It's Victoria's Secret. It's Victoria's Secret.
What does that
mean? No issue with this whatsoever. Body is also in quotes. No one will pay attention to that, right? But I believe body is the name of the bra or something.
Point. Yeah.
So the perfect they didn't just say this is a perfect body. Obviously, they're playing on that. I think they're probably playing on some of this. I'm going to call it faux outrage. It's not real outrage.
Joanna, are you outraged?
Listen, shaming is shaming, and I will not skinny shame these ladies. They look great.
They
look great in their intimates, which makes me want to buy the intimates. This is a business. It is not a social
Thank you.
Okay? You don't like it, shop somewhere else.
There you go. Andrea?
Yeah, we really get over it. Even if you take the words body away, look at their bodies. Take the word body away.
Find me an imperfection.
If they make you feel bad about yourself, you have bigger problems than, you know, words on a billboard. I mean, these women are gorgeous.
I think Harris has something to say here.
What I love is that, you know, Pete volunteered to study up Buttercup on this segment. You wanted this segment.
I volunteered
for it.
Right in there. Yeah.
I know. You did the research.
I got to make sure I'm factually correct when it comes
Somebody
to
walked up behind
you
him in
found the
green
quotation
room.
Marks
I found the
around
Buttercup. I mean, I've been studying this segment.
So, Body is one of the bras.
He's in our green room.
Oh, good.
Bras.
So, Body is one of the bras. This is effective advertising because, as Jono said, you know, it makes her want to spend her cash on this. It's a free market. You don't have to buy them.
Now we're talking about it, and now I'm probably going to buy one.
The secret is, if you're with the right person, then the ad is true.
That was the key line there. Duran, did you hear that? Pete said, now I want to buy one for Christmas.
Now I want to buy one for Christmas
now
for my wife.
Now we know the ad go. Is working.
You had that one to shop there.
You just want to look right. through the catalog and get away with it.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey,
correct.
Pete, great to have
Research.
You here today.
And Duran,
great to have you on the
Thank
couch
you.
As well. All right,
yeah.
we are staying right here for Outnumbered Overtime on the web. This conversation will continue. Go to foxnews.com/outnumbered and click the Overtime tab. We're back on TV tomorrow at noon Eastern time. And Happening Now starts right now.
And that was a clip from Fox News about the Victoria's Secret campaign for them to amend their advertising yeah. on the perfect body. So, Frances and Laura, how did you feel when you heard that one?
I remember waking up in the morning and watching that. It was like the first thing that I watched. And I thought it was, although obviously what I completely disagree with everything they're saying, I mean, they're entitled to their opinion, and I think the ridiculousness of their opinion really comes across in that clip. So I hope that the majority of people would listen to that and think, wow, that's a really sort of harsh view to take on the campaign.
I think it supports you more, to be honest, because they sound so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they actually ironically prove a lot of your points. Like when she was saying, oh, you know, you look at those women and they don't have any flaws. Like, leave them alone. They're perfect. And we were all just going, exactly.
Or, you know, he was like, well, I'm going to go and shop there. It's like, but that's the whole point, is that companies shouldn't prioritise making money over, you know, harming their customers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of course. So, and obviously they're all laughing along there. They don't really seem to have read your campaign. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It just felt like they'd kind of seen the headline and run with it and not actually read what we'd written about it.
As my friend said, if you're pissing off Fox News, then you're probably doing something right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, at the end of the day, it did give you guys a little bit more publicity
it
and maybe
did.
Got the petition signed with some more signatures.
Hopefully, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I think if you're going to have a debate show, you should at least have like people who have different points of views. I think they had four people on that show who all agreed with each other. It wasn't really a great debate, but there you go.
But it did sound like they were kind of disagreeing with the campaign for the sake of it. Like you say, they're kind of going, reading the headline and going with it, and then going for the really cheap counter argument of, oh, you know, they're just jealous.
Yeah.
And it's like, you immediately lose credibility as soon as someone says something.
I think
like
some
that.
People do actually believe that, though.
That's it.
We have had tweets from people being like, but this is the perfect body. I mean, women should be striving to have that. You know, you're promoting unhealthiness. This is a healthy body, and we're not saying that's an unhealthy body, but we're saying that that is massively unrealistic for most women. They couldn't possibly achieve that kind
and
of figure.
And not the only one.
And they shouldn't have to want to achieve that kind of figure if they don't want it, you know.
No, of course. And many women can sit there and see that and think, well, I eat healthy. I exercise. Yeah. I do everything I'm told I should do, but I don't look like that. How can you tell me I'm not perfect?
Exactly.
But of course, not all the reactions were bad, were they? You said you had a few good ones from a few different news organisations to do.
Yeah, so ABC was great. That's and then BBC also did a really great interview with us as well. So yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we'll hear a bit from ABC now, shall we?
Yeah. Major backlash for Victoria's Secret over its new ad campaign. Critics say the Perfect Body campaign sends an unhealthy and damaging message to women. ABC's Rena Ninen has the story.
This morning, an ad for Victoria's Secret undergarments is under fire. Sure, it shows those same famous angels we see on TV all the time. But the problem, many say, with this ad posted on their website, what's written across the bodies of the 10 tall, thin models, the perfect body. Those three small but powerful words igniting outrage.
When someone looks at that, the tendency is to measure themselves against that ad.
Victoria's Secret says the word body in the ad refers to the company's Body by Victoria line of lingerie. But college student Gabriella Contarides says it's hard not to catch a double meaning.
They've run some really good and really positive campaigns in the past, and I'm quite surprised to see this coming from them.
Now, Contarides and two of her friends have created this petition on change.org, calling on Victoria's Secret to change the wording on their advertisements for their bra range body to something that does not promote unhealthy and unrealistic standards of beauty. Thousands of supporters sign in just 1 week. The three women also launching the now viral hashtag, I am perfect, prompting hundreds of tweets.
We hope that they'll start thinking about their future campaigns and maybe not promote such unrealistic ones in the future.
Victoria's Secret is not commenting at this time, but that perfect body ad is still online and in stores. For Good Morning America, Rena Nine and ABC News, New York.
And that was a clip from ABC News on the Victoria's Secret campaign. In that clip was a bit of audio from Gabriella, the third campaigner of the group. So how did you guys feel when you heard about that one? That was a bit of a better reaction, wasn't it, from America?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it was a bit more balance, wasn't it?
Just balance. News. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they also had a body image expert, one of the people that they got to speak in there, which I thought was really good as well.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a less of a laugh and a joke and more news.
Because we don't mind them asking us questions, you know, playing devil's advocate and asking us the other side of the debate. But it's when they just present one point of view as the right one is when it annoyed us. So that one was fine.
Of course, so included in that clip was they kind of given an impression that Victoria's Secret gave a statement, but you guys say possibly that's not true.
No, we haven't had any comment from Victoria's Secret. They've changed the advert, they changed the wording, but there's been no...
no comment whatsoever. I mean, we're overjoyed that they changed the wording. So that's an amazing achievement for the campaign, especially a company as big as Victoria's Secret. They have a terrible record of never really responding to criticism or doing it really late, which they still did. It was still very late.
Yeah. What did they change it to?
They changed it from the perfect body to a body for everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. Which is much better. I mean, I was just happy that no one had to read the previous words on their website. And we went into the store in Leeds and they've taken the signs down that said the perfect body on them. So we were really happy about that.
Brilliant. So the way you guys went about that was with the hashtag I am perfect, isn't it, on Twitter?
Yeah.
And that got a lot of attention. What did you do with that hashtag? You did more than just writing on Twitter, didn't you?
We contacted loads of famous people on Twitter and we went round and took photos of us with the I am perfect hashtag as well, and asked other people to photograph themselves with it too.
We got kicked out of Victoria's Secret.
Your finest moment of the campaign.
Proudest moment of my life.
So got one more clip from one of the news organisations, and that's all the way from Down Under in Australia. So let's take a listen to what Today had to say.
We are first up. Is Victoria's Secret sending women the wrong message about their bodies? Okay, there's this growing backlash this morning because of this. This is a new ad featured in stores and online. The tag, the perfect body. Some say with a line like that, it sort of shames women and young women. So they are speaking out and they're tweeting their outrages, the hashtag, I'm perfect. One woman saying, there's no such thing as a perfect body. Victoria's Secret, please stop perpetuating the myth. It's only harmful. So far, no comments from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I
we
think
come
the
in
word
all shapes and sizes. Yeah. Perfect is not.
Yeah, I mean, I think the word perfect is terrible. I mean, look, when I was
nobody's
a kid,
perfect.
Yeah, I used to wear a sweatshirt like all the time because I just hate. You know, when you don't like your body, you're always like trying to cover it up and all that stuff. So I think anything that makes young girls feel better is
plus good. They probably photoshopped all those models.
I think once I started that Dove campaign,
kind
of opened the door, it changes everything.
Yeah, right.
It's all about the base. No trouble.
And that was Today Australia with their coverage of your campaign. They talk a bit more about the hashtag there. How did you feel when you heard that one?
Yeah, good. And what I really liked about that segment was, one of the women on the show, one of the presenters, talked about when she was a teenager, she said she hated her body. She'd wear like baggy sweaters all the time to cover it up. And I thought it was really nice to have someone come out and support us like that and sort of remind people of how this really hurts people. You know, it can easily sometimes forget how much this hurts young women. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. And because in the world of news, obviously, it's a lot more adults' opinions, but really what we need is representing like the more vulnerable ages of when girls are going through puberty, and probably these things are hitting them harder. So it's quite nice that one commented.
Yeah, and it's nice just to get a subjective view as well from a woman there, rather than just the news sort of objectively looking at both sides.
Okay, great. So of course it wasn't just the news that kind of reacted to your campaign. You said you had someone that reimagined the photo shoot. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it was an underwear company called Dear Kate who did the photo shoot, but they used 10 models or 10 employees of their own, and they photographed their employees in the underwear and then put the name of the employee and their job. They're always sort of posing, doing something rather than just standing in their underwear. So they're fantastic photographs, aren't they?
And in the reimagined photo shoot, they had a lot of racial diversity. They had all kinds of body types. They had, you know, very slim women, much bigger women. There was a massive variety, which was really nice. Like, it's a much nicer photo to look at, I think. And we were like thrilled to bits when that happened. We were so it was really exciting. So.
And it's not overly photoshopped. You've got, you know, your curly hair flying off in one direction, and freckles and marks and things like that. So much
fantastic.
Better.
And where can the listeners find that if they want to search for that photo online?
So if you just Google Dear Kate's Victoria's Secret, will come up straight away. It was going all around Twitter, but it was really nice to like have someone kind of really relate to your campaign. Some people we've never met before, you know, relate to it and then make their own thing out of it. It was like awesome.
Of course. And they actually responded it to in the way that you were actually talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the
I completely understood it, yeah.
Fantastic. And of course, last but not least, the BBC, of course, got in contact along with a lot of local media stations, I'm aware. So yeah, shall we give a little listen to third campaigner Gabriella, who unfortunately can't make it today, but we still get to hear her wonderful voice on the BBC. This is Gabriella.
Find them troubling. Let's speak to Gabriella Contadoritz. Good morning. Hello. Hello. I hope I've said your surname okay.
Almost.
You can correct me. So, Gabriella, you are in particular up in arms about this Victoria's Secret advert. And why is that?
I think it's a really irresponsible message to send to young girls and young boys. The fact that the advert is not just in their shop and on their website, but it was actually seen in their window, which is the path to the exit to the shopping centre near me. So everyone that goes through the shopping centre is forced to walk past this advert, whether they shop at Victoria's Secrets or not.
So, well, yes, I guess that's the point, isn't it? They want to get more people in the doors. So how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22, okay. But so you were so incensed by this, you've started a petition.
I did. I, along with Laura Ferris and Just Black, started this petition and the hashtag I Am Perfect, which is trending on Twitter. I think we all agreed. We all saw the adverts independently, and we talked about it over the Leeds University FemSoc Facebook group and got together and started writing this petition, and it all kind of snowballed from there, really.
And what's the petition asking for?
It's asking for Victoria's Secrets to accept the responsibility for the damaging message that their advert is projecting, and hopefully that they'll change it as well.
What do you want them to change?
We'd like them to change the wording of the advert. It's the fact that they've got these three exactly the same shape models, and we're absolutely not skinny shaming. We're not telling them that they need to use different models. We're telling them that they really can't use the same shape, body shape of models and have the words perfect body over those three models. So either they need to put, you know, the bra range that they're advertising with the perfect body rather than the models, or change the wording and remove the word perfect.
Is it? Yes, it's interesting that you want them to remove the word perfect. Interestingly, on their advert, they've got the word body in inverted commas.
I know. Well, it's a play on words. It says we can find the perfect bra by the range body. But I think we're all clever enough to read between the lines, and whether or not the body is in quotation marks, it's irrelevant.
So
really,
body's the name of the range?
Yes.
I see. Do you think that they deliberately called it that so that they could do this advertising?
No, I think body is a range that's been around for a while. The advertising campaign is the new thing. The fact that they're calling it perfect is new.
Yes.
And that's what we really object to.
How many signatures have you got so far?
Almost 13,500 last I checked.
And when did this petition start?
It was put online on the 23rd of October. And,
I mean, what did you say you were? You 22 or 24? What did you tell me?
22.
You were? 22. I mean, you are their target audience. So do you think that they'll listen to you?
I hope so. I like to think that although they're a big organisation, they'll listen to all of their consumers. I mean, I usually quite like their products, but I'm really disappointed in this new campaign. And, you know, they target all ages, from young girls all the way up to whatever age wants to buy. And I think the fact that there's almost 13,500 people asking for them to change this campaign, I hope they'll listen to us.
Do you think that you would, put your money where your mouth is and just refuse to shop there completely? Are you calling for a boycott?
I'm calling for a boycott until they change their irresponsible marketing campaign, yeah.
And
I personally won't shop there until they change it.
Is this typical, do you think, of the advertising industry, or is this particularly bad?
So I think the advertising industry in general can be very irresponsible with the one specific mold of model that they use. But this isn't an attack on the type of bodies that are used. That is a conversation to have and a bigger conversation. But this really is the fact that they've gone a step further and they've actually called these models, that they've said that they've got perfect bodies.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think it really affects people? Because, someone listening might think, well, it's just advertising. Get over it.
it's really not just advertising. I think even without having the word perfect body, it's damaging for young girls and young boys to see adverts like this featuring, you know, dream type bodies, ones that are simply unachievable in real life for normal people who have jobs and things, but you know, these very hyper masculine bodies or these very, very skinny bodies, I think they're unachievable for a lot of the population. But it's the fact that they've called it perfect, which is such an issue.
Yes, okay.
And I think that young girls will walk past this and, you know, those words, perfect body, will stand out at them, and whether bodies in quotation marks really doesn't matter.
No, exactly. It's a statement, isn't it, that they
exactly.
will think. But I suppose, you know, for decades we've been presented, you know, images of, let's take just women as an example now, with no excess fat on them, and then been told that's what we should be achieving.
Well, that's fine, but whoever wants to keep in shape and achieve that body, they are so well within their rights to do that. But the problem is when you target the general public and say that, and make the general public feel that they should all look like that, and if they're not all striving to look like that or don't already look like that, then they're failing in some way, which is just simply not the case.
I just think now that I'm you know, sort of early 40s, I feel slightly, I'm not letting myself go in any way, but I just feel like almost like a sigh of relief that I'm not being targeted like that continuously anymore, because it is exhausting growing up. But do you think it's getting worse, or has it just always been there? I know that you're 22, so you can't give me decades of experience, but maybe you've spoken to your mum or your auntie or things like that.
Well, I think women, the objectification of women and how women are portrayed in the media has always been an issue. But I do think it's harder for young girls, especially today, because, I mean, even when I was younger, of course there was everything like posters and movies of these idealized women, but I didn't have Facebook and Twitter when I was younger. And I've got, you know, I've got stepsisters who are much younger than me, and they are bombarded with pictures on Facebook all the time. And it's inescapable. I think it's very difficult.
What do they say? I mean, are you alarmed at the kind of chat you hear from your, did you say stepsisters? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And just talking to younger girls in general, there is such a huge pressure on them to look a certain way and to fit in. You know, when you're young and everyone looks a certain way and you feel like you need to fit in because you're only just finding out where you are in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, of course.
It's the wrong kind of message to be sending to young girls.
Okay, so you've got how many petitions, how many people signed, have you said, so far?
13.5, or just under 13.5.
Okay. All right, well, I wish you luck with that, Gabriella. Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
She's
Thank
a co-creator,
so
bye-bye, of Victoria's Secret.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
when there's a rain.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to LSR Presents, and today in the studio we have two of our very own Leeds University students who started the campaign against the Victoria's Secret adverts, The Perfect Body. So yes, we've been talking a lot about the campaign, how it happened, and a lot of the media attention that it's got. But of course it's not just the media that have been reacting to it as well. It's also been a lot of the public. Whether or not these are good or bad responses, you've had a lot of them, haven't you? So we're going to read a few today. So you say you got a few criticisms. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, Lauren Francis?
I think it was probably inevitable that we were going to get criticisms, and the majority of the criticisms came from people who thought we were jealous. A lot of people saying things like, if you get up off your fat ass and go and do some exercise, then you'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mostly those sorts of criticisms.
Stop eating cheeseburgers and stuff. But we had that on Twitter. Not that there's anything wrong with eating cheeseburgers or being fat. We're not saying that. But a lot of people thought that we were just projecting our jealousy onto the women in the adverts, which wasn't true at all. Or people saying, no, you don't get it. It's the name of their bra range. We were like, we know.
We get it.
We get it.
A lot of people thinking we were skinny shaming as well, saying, you know, that commenting, saying, you know, just because they're thin doesn't mean they're not perfect. And we were in total agreement. You know, we're not saying these bodies aren't perfect. These are beautiful, beautiful women. The issue that we took was that there wasn't any diversity in the image, and we tried to sort of get that across in every interview that we did. Unfortunately, a lot of interviews are edited and it can always come across. But
I think also some people really just don't believe these adverts hurt people, or they're of the opinion that you know companies shouldn't have social responsibility because they're trying to make money. You know, it's up to you to, you know, develop your own self-esteem.
Yeah.
But I would say to those people that, you know, that's great if you've got amazing self-esteem, but a lot of people are really affected by these adverts, and there's evidence to back that up. So
what you're saying is people can't really be expected to know that this isn't reality and that these adverts don't damage.
Yeah. I think some people are just really naive, or maybe they haven't questioned this kind of thing before. But I myself find it, you know, I'm quite a fairly body confident person now. You know, I find it, I do sometimes forget how much this hurts people, but the amount of comments we've had, I mean, we'll read some out now on our petitions. When people sign the petition, they can leave a comment. And the amount of comments we've had from men and women around the world saying, you know, images like these really hurt me. We had one comment from this girl who said, you know, every time I look in the mirror, I reduce all my self-worth to what I see in the mirror, because I feel like it's not as beautiful as what I see in adverts like these. You know, like really sad comments we got, but they were also made us feel like we were doing a good thing.
Yeah. Should I read some of the comments out?
Yeah,
for it. Quite a lot of people commenting because saying they're signing because of their children. So a couple of people saying they've got teenage daughters who are already expressing feelings of inadequacy about how they look, that they don't match what they see in the media, and that they want their children to grow up feeling confident and beautiful, that the standard of beauty and perfection is irresponsible and damaging. Women need to be encouraged and celebrated in their appearances.
We had one comment from a previous Victoria's Secret employee who was like, I don't think she was a model. I think she just worked for them. But she said, you know, I think this is really bad. Victoria's Secret used to be about, you know, empowering women, and now that seems to have gone downhill. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And you said you got quite a lot of positive comments from supporters of the campaign as well.
We had quite a few people saying, you know, thank you so much for doing this. I wouldn't have the confidence to do this.
We had like, I think Gabriella got a few personal Facebook messages from people that she didn't know. Like people from like other countries and stuff being like, thank you for, you know, I know we're from a different country, but thank you so much for doing this. We got really nice tweets from people saying this has made me feel better about the way I look because of your campaign. I've decided to, you know, like my body more and stuff. So that was really great. It was like wonderful. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you were contacted by an eating disorder charity. So that just shows it kind of had a much further reach than just reaching people's self-esteem in a personal way. Like, yeah. People, you tell us more about that.
We had an awful lot of people actually contacting us. There's a lot of comments on the change.org petition about from people who are recovered anorexics or recovering from various eating disorders, and saying that advertising like this that makes it a daily struggle for them, it's advertising like this that perpetuated the eating disorder. And by no means are we saying that it is just advertising that creates eating disorders. There is a lot more to it, and it is, you know, a serious mental health problem, but certainly advertising and the images that we see perpetuate it and add to the feelings that people have about their bodies.
And it also sends out a terrible message to people who are attracted to women, be that men or women.
Yeah.
But you know, it sends out a message that, you know, this is what you should be attracted to, and this is what you should also expect women to look like.
Yeah.
And you know, if they don't know that, then they're failures or they're unattractive. You know, people are attracted to people of all different shapes and sizes, and I can imagine this would make some people feel embarrassed or ashamed if they don't find that, or if they find another body type attractive. So I think, yeah, that's, and I think it also encourages sort of men to judge women on their appearances very harshly,
yeah,
which is not a healthy attitude at all.
One of the other things we discussed was not just the body type, but the way it was photoshopped, so there were no flaws as well. So you know, thinking about people who have scars from surgery or injury or different hair. So I've got really short hair, and I grew up, you know, constantly being teased for being butch or trying to look like a man because I had short hair. And there's this, you know, this Victoria's Secret image is to be feminine. You've got to be waif-like, long wavy hair. That it's not feminine to have short hair. It's not feminine to have freckles or wrinkles or cellulite or
all the normal things that, you know, every woman, even those models, have those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So we'll be touching on why this was so important after a song, and also touching on what you were saying, how it also affects men as well. Because, of course, although this campaign very much seems centred around females, it's not just us that it is affecting.
Got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name, ain't got no ticket, ain't got no token, ain't got no God. And what about God? Why am I alive anyway? Yeah, what about God? Nobody can take away. Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile, I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex, I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life, I've got my freedom, I've got life, I've got life, and I'm gonna keep it, I've got life, and nobody's gonna take it away, I've got life.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back to LSR Presents. It is Friday afternoon and today we are talking about the campaign to change the Victoria's Secret advertisement, The Perfect Body. In the studio we have Laura and Francis and also the lovely Izzy. So we've been through the campaign, all the reactions that you had, but also really what we want to talk about in the second half is why and maybe our reactions in the studio to the campaign.
I think it's interesting to see how people relate to the campaign. Like, certainly in my life, I've never had an eating disorder, but I think, like, most women who don't live under a rock, I've had, you know, issues with my body, and I've had things that I really didn't like that, you know, I didn't have to feel that way, and I think I was made to feel that way by the media. I mean, we're bombarded every single day by so many airbrushed images, things like women's magazines like Cosmopolitan, etc., Heat magazine. I don't know, you know, I think as you grow up, you're used to women being picked apart for their appearance. For me, this was like a really good campaign to get behind because like I was like getting back at that.
For me, it was, I mean, I like I mentioned earlier about having had short hair and never really fitting into the girly image, and I also struggled with eating disorders through my teen years and depression, and so being able to at the other side of it now, being strong enough to say actually this did affect me and it does affect me, and you know, trying to live in a world where I'm bombarded constantly by images of super thin women and super unattainably perfect flawless women affects how I live my life and how I see myself, and I think that that's dangerous. I think that it affects the things that I feel I can do and the things that I want to do. If I don't feel good about myself, then I don't want to go out and do things, and I think loads of women feel like that, and it's really sad that women feel like they can't go out without their makeup on, or they can't go out because they're having a fat day, or they're not going to go to a job interview because they don't feel confident about the way they look or things like that. I think that's an awful way to live, really.
Yeah, and I definitely grew up around, you know, a lot of my friends. I mean, luckily I was never too bad, but a lot of my friends growing up as teenagers would diet really unhealthily, yo-yo dieting, not eating properly, you know, binging and stuff like that, and really disordered eating. And I also grew up around just seeing my female friends bond over complaining about their bodies. Yeah. You know, I think that's a way that a lot of women bond, is by criticizing their bodies and not really seeing that liking your body is actually an option. And, you know, does it make you vain or arrogant to like the way you look? You know, it's like a healthy attitude to have.
Yeah. One of the criticisms we had was, we were saying earlier, was about, you know, if we just got up off our lazy asses and did some exercise, then we'd be healthy and feel better about ourselves. And I think that's really damaging as well, because that was one of the things, you know, I thought if I'm a bit thinner, if I'm a bit fitter, I'll feel happy. And you get into this cycle of, you will never feel totally happy about yourself, because there's always a bit more you can do, a bit more weight to lose, you can be a bit fitter or a bit better. Yeah. And that's really damaging as well.
And also, some people just don't want to do exercise.
Oh, yeah,
be fit.
Exactly.
And that's fine. You know, if you don't want to be healthy, that's your choice, and you shouldn't feel ashamed of it. You know, I'm not saying I'm promoting unhealthiness, but you know, everyone should just be allowed to live their lives without shame. Yeah, I think
definitely, because of course it's not just this campaign, but I find a lot of maybe magazines or things like this are all about self-improvement and how you can improve yourself, and you read these and you think, oh yeah, I need to make that better about myself, when actually maybe it's not something that's even crossed your mind till you saw those words on the page.
Yeah, stuff like cellulite. I freaked out when I first saw I had cellulite. I wrote that in my article when I was 19, and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. Yeah. It's so ugly. I'm so embarrassed. I felt humiliated. I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. You know, and I was like, oh, I'll try and get some special creams or something. You know, and looking back, I'm so glad that I don't feel that way anymore. And you know, where does that come from? It definitely comes from magazines and things like that. I mean, cellulite is a totally normal thing that everyone has.
Of course. Yes. They point out stuff like, you know, oh, guys, have you ever noticed the weird wrinkles on your wrist? You know, what are you going to do about them? Stuff you wouldn't even think about, because this is just their angle, and, you know, people will buy this. And it's, you were saying earlier, Helen, it's really interesting being able to be a bit older and be able to look at that in a different way, being out of the other side of that and say, you know what, that did have an effect on me in the past, and now kind of be able to make that decision and being able to influence other people that might be a bit more personable to that kind of media.
Absolutely. I think even just maybe up to a year and a half ago, I can think of myself seeing that billboard and thinking, okay, I know that it's just an advertisement, like I can see that, but at the end of the day, that's what people think is perfect, so maybe I should look a bit more like that. Whereas now I feel, even just however much older, that that's silly. And I just think, of course, I'm only 22, and all ages go through all sorts of self-esteem things, but maybe it's something that changes a little bit as you grow up a bit, and of course it's happening to everyone, but it is those maybe younger girls that
I think young women are so impressionable. I think, you know, older women are still definitely a target of this. I mean, how many anti-wrinkle creams are there out there? Or, you know, pressure to not have grey hair and stuff. You know, and I'm not judging anyone who uses these products. That's not what this is about at all. But I think, you know, this pressure affects everyone, but especially young women. And also the effect that it can have on young women can last a lifetime for some people. Some people never manage to escape the cycle of, like, self-hate.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, of course, we have touched on the issue of men. It's not just females that it's affecting too. Izzy, you were saying that although it doesn't appear that there are many... that there's much of the idea that men should self-improve, I think it's possibly something that is coming more and more to light. Obviously, there are a lot of men's product out there, or you're seeing men are feeling more inclined to maybe shave or look more flawless or look that little bit more pretty. So do we want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think possibly men don't suffer in the same way to the same extent with eating disorders, so maybe it's masked a bit more. But I think, you know, men certainly have a disordered view of themselves, and they want to build muscle and bulk up a lot more because that's what they see in, Francis was saying, like action figures and the images in marketing that we see with the super chiseled muscles and things like that,
which is completely unattainable for a lot of men. And in the research that I did for the show, you know, they say that 1 in 10 cases of eating disorders involve men, and a lot of them go undiagnosed because it's often seen as a women's problem. And that in society, generally, like, disorders with men tend to manifest themselves in, like, bulking up, taking steroids, things like that, going to the gym, being obsessed with your appearance. They said that in the last 3 decades, general dissatisfaction with, like, among men about their bodies has risen from 15% to 43% among men. There's definitely a an increase, an increase in the bombardment of men with these unattainable images of, like, footballers in underwear and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Selling perfume, have you not?
And of course, possibly the other way as well. Rather than always being bulky, I do see a lot of advertisements now for maybe particular, like, fashion labels where men are a lot slimmer.
Yeah.
And of course, if they're seeing these advertisements like the Victoria's Secret one and the females are slim too, they're thinking, well, this is the general kind of perfect body and I should be slim to match her as well. Do you guys have a bit of an opinion on that?
Yeah, I think particularly like the catwalk area for male and female bodies is a very, very thin ideal, quite a scarily.
It's pretty ghastly, I mean, there's almost no racial diversity as well. I find in things like New York Fashion Week and things like that, I mean, they've looked at the statistics, sometimes there's, you know, very small percentage of non-white models as well. I think that's a big issue.
Okay, brilliant. So I think we'll play another song now, quite a nice empowering one to get us towards the end of the show, and then we'll be back to round up what we've been talking about and say goodbye. So for now, we're going to be listening to Katy Perry and Raw. And that was Katy Perry with Raw on LSR Presents today, where we have been discussing the recent campaign against the Victoria's Secret advertisement, The Perfect Body. We've had a wonderful show. We've discussed a lot. Thank you very much to Frances and Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you still want to sign the petition, you can. It's at 32,000 signatures. 32,590 when I last checked. Although we will be closing the petition soon because they have amended it. We're sort of waiting to see if they would apologise. But
yeah. Are you still pushing for a bit of a development?
We want an apology, but now that I think a week's passed,
yeah,
we've kind of come to the conclusion that it's not going to happen.
But we're still going to declare it a win.
Because, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The wording's changed. You know, they might have done it surreptitiously and, you know, sort of tried to sneak it in there, but they changed the wording and we feel like...
Oh, that's definitely a victory. That,
so, yeah, definitely a victory.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you to everyone who supported the campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And what do you predict maybe for the future? This could change maybe how other campaigns or advertisements are done. What do you think?
Yeah, we really hope that it'll be a stepping stone to start a bigger conversation that needs to happen about advertising and the way that people, men and women, are, you know, depicted in the media and the social responsibility that big companies have for their advertising and marketing.
Yeah, hopefully it will set... I think it's kind of quite a big milestone, really. Like, Victoria's Secret are a massive company. And, like I said, they never really respond to criticism well. So, you know, this is a really good sign, I think. Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. I think it's been a fantastic step in the right direction. And it's been a brilliant show discussing it with you both. And also thank you to Izzy.
Thank you for having me.
So yeah, this has been LSR Presents and we will see you next week. But next up is Dom and Jake with Don't Use the B Word. Enjoy yourself and we will see you soon.